When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1160, Yoga, I Flow Through Vinyasa, by Brett Gornick of LiveBetterCo.org. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites. And we have 5 shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. Now, yesterday I read a post from Rachel Trotta, and we discussed how we can become quite critical of our appearance. We can end up focusing on how we look, meaning our body aesthetics, instead of improving our performance and trying to be a better version of ourselves every day. This discussion reminded me of a quote from Theodore Roosevelt, quote, "Comparison is the thief of joy," end quote. And so that was our little bit of inspiration on this middle of the week Wednesday. Now today, we're going to discuss the power of yoga and how powerful it can be to help us bring more love and acceptance into our lives. So with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Yoga, I Flow Through Vinyasa, by Brett Gornick of LiveBetterCo.org. Yoga is a time to connect with myself. Yoga is a time to relax, lose my mind and breath, and let everything go. Yoga is a time to think, reflect, and rebuild. Yoga is how I live better. The studio. I find my place, set down my mat, and sink into child's pose. Child's pose is the resting pose where a yogi can focus deeply on breath and regain a conscious mindset. At this point, I scan my body. Are my hips tight from deadlifting? Are my knees sore from running? Is my lower back tight from sitting? Are there any areas that feel really open? I use this scan to focus on different areas of my body throughout the practice. It's crucial for me to do this before the practice to feel prepared. Breathe. Breathing deeply in ujjayi breath, or ocean breathing, is a form of breathing when an individual breathes deeply in and out of their nose. This way of breathing makes me think more in depth about how important that single action, breathing, is to relaxation and life. I start using this technique right when I sink into my first pose. Intention. The teacher enters the studio and advises the class to set an intention for the practice. This, to me, defines the practice. Am I going to focus on a person, place, thing, or feeling? I always take a few deep breaths to decide on this intention. I believe the intention should relate to the feelings right then and there. This way, I can dedicate the rest of the movement to that exact purpose. If the practice gets tough or I lose my sense of breath, I can come back to the single purpose, regain my momentum, and finish the session strong. When setting an intention, my goal is to make sure its purpose affords me the gratitude I was searching for when I came to my mat that day. Movement. My breathing is set. It's time to flow. class transitions from stillness to movement. My first sun salutation links my mental focus to my physical practice. A forward fold to release tension, a halfway lift to create space in my body, mountain pose to help me stand tall through my first chaturanga, which builds strength in my practice. I find flow in my upward dog, and finally find openness in my shoulders and legs in my downward dog. Linking an inhale or an exhale to each movement keeps the mind and body in sync. The body begins to create heat through movement, and the sweat starts to pour. We can think of sweating as a way to detoxify and release any negative energy. Once the flow begins, the mind can focus entirely on breathing. The initial flow wills me with vigor to create space within my body. Progressing onwards. We move on from a simple flow to adding a variety of warrior poses, triangle series, back bends, and chair poses. During these challenging sequences, my number one priority is to remain focused on my breath. When the instructor cues to inhale and exhale, I try my best to stay on point with their prompts. Personally, my hips are my tight spots. When folding in a half pigeon pose or fire log, I need to make sure to focus on breathing so I fall deeply in the posture and do not create more tension. This is where getting back to the intention I set earlier in practice helps me through a tough sequence of poses. Holding a balanced pose is the time to utilize inner strength to be still. Finding stillness within the body is one of the true benefits of yoga. This section of the flow helps me really appreciate my body and the ability I have to be on my mat. Deep breath in and deep breath out. We are now in Savasana pose, lying on our backs. The sweat is flowing and the room is warm. The melody of breath from all the yogis brings certain calmness to the room. My belly rises and falls with each inhale and exhale. I get back to my intention and let my mind wander. After falling in and out of a zen-like sleep state, I start bringing movement back to my hands and feet. I slowly roll over into fetal pose. Savasana marks the end, and fetal pose marks the new beginning. This is my time to reflect on the practice. I use the final poses to really let everything go and open my day to a new start. Namaste, a respectful closing. This is the last word spoken in most yoga practices. It is meant to end a session filled with breathing, movement, flow, strength, power, and stillness. We have moved to the final seated position and seal the room with one final communal breath. We send gratitude to the teacher and the rest of the class. Once class has ended, I take time to calm my mind and prepare to move on with my day. My mind is in a space of serenity. Refresh. Upon leaving the space, I feel a sense of refreshment. I drink a nice glass of water, shower, towel off, and go on with my day. There is a feeling of accomplishment, openness, and peace. I believe that yoga brings a sense of harmony to the mind and body. When life gets moving at a mile a minute, yoga gives me the opportunity to break from technology, breathe, free my head, sweat, build strength and flexibility, and get back to myself. It is the one time in the day that I truly feel disconnected from the world, and it feels awesome. I encourage you to try a class and find an instructor you like. You can do this with a friend or by venturing off by yourself. You can do this at home now. There are so many great yoga videos out there. Remember, there is never any judgment in the yoga studio, and trying yoga for the first time can be a gateway to peace. Have the best practice ever. You just listened to the post titled, Yoga, I Flow Through Vinyasa, by Brett Gornick of livebetterco.org. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Did you start to feel more relaxed as I read that post to you? I know as I read Brett's post to you, I started to feel more relaxed. I obviously wasn't performing these poses as I read them to you, but just describing the poses and transitions from one position to the next was enough to make me feel calm and centered. It was like I could imagine myself performing these moves. It brought me back to the yoga classes I used to take. For the longest time, I actually refused to do yoga. I was stubborn and simply was not interested in trying it. But I finally decided to enroll in a class at my local community college. This was about 15 years ago, by the way. My classes were always in the evenings after work. I remember how wound up I would be after work and driving to the class. I would be irritated with the traffic, frustrated because I couldn't find a parking spot when I got there near the yoga studio. I was upset because another student parked their yoga mat and towel in my favorite spot in the back of the classroom, and the list went on and on. But by the end of the session, when I began my trek home, I was a completely different person. I was relaxed. I was clear-headed. I felt, as Brett said, at peace. I was in a zen-like state. All felt right with the world. I ended up repeating this same class twice because I enjoyed it so much. Me, the person who had zero interest in yoga. And to this day, I incorporate yoga poses into my fitness routine. I actually like to perform them at the end of my workouts to help me recover and feel even more accomplished, grounded, and centered. So if you haven't given yoga a try, I hope Brett and I have convinced you that it's worth it. That'll do it from me for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow for the Thursday show, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.